Thank you for calling Fred Loya Insurance. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Gracias por llamar a Fred Loya Insurance. Su llamada puede ser grabada para garantizar la calidad. Thank you for calling Fred Loya Insurance. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Gracias por llamar a Fred Loya Insurance. Su llamada puede ser grabada para garantizar la calidad.
Thank you for calling for Loya Insurance. This is Danny. How can I help you today?
Hey, my name is Shakira. I'm actually calling from Nation Safe Drivers on behalf of another customer, a mutual customer. I'm just trying to verify if she has roadside assistance on her policy. I was trying to see if you can assist.
Okay, and I'm sorry, you went too fast. I couldn't catch your name and where you were calling from.
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Shakira, and I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers.
Nation Safe Drivers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you happen to have the policy number?
Yes, ma'am. The policy number is 654031-65190.
What's the customer's name?
Looks like it's, I can spell it out for you, it's MYALOK, last name DUOP.
Okay. So, Ms. Shakira, the only thing is that since due to company procedures, is you're not a lien holder, or if the customers are with you, I can provide information. Other than that, I won't be able to release any information.
Yes, I have her on the other line. I can get her transferred on the call. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I do have your insurance provider on the line, so she's going to try to verify some information with us today.
Okay.
Hi, Ms. Nylek. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, can you verify me your address?
4400 Ashburn Street, 476-76106.
And what's your date of birth?
February 6, 1984.
Okay, and are you give us authorization to release information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. So, Ms. Shakira, you wanted to know if she has the roadside assistance on her policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this policy does not have a roadside assistance.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I think someone called in and spoke with her earlier, and she did let us know that she didn't have roadside assistance, but we just wanted to verify that again.
Okay, sounds good. Yes. There's no roadside assistance on the policy.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, who am I speaking to? Did you call the number that I gave you?
Yes, ma'am. This is the actual number that you provided to me.
Okay, ma'am. Who, like, you from the Northeast 28?
No, I'm actually located in Oak Cliff.
You called the correct office.
It's just that probably the location was busy.
Okay, but when I spoke to them earlier, they provided everything to them, and they said, yes, I do have the roadside assistance. So,
let me verify that. Give me one second, because I don't see that on the notes that you have roadside assistance. Give me one second.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm looking through the notes, and I do see that the last payment for this month, and the last month of April, your payment came back declined twice, and the roadside assistance was not collected for this month of May. From the month of April. There's no roadside assistance on your policy.
How come? Because the payment was already been taken.
The payment was collected, but it wasn't collected with the roadside assistance.
But it's the same policy. I called the office in. I give them the date that I was going to pay on the 18th. So it's the same policy.
I see that you made a payment on the 18th. But when they collected the payment, they collected the payment without the roadside assistance.
But they're supposed to add that on. That's the same policy I always have.
But it came back, since it came back declined.
That's fine. I'll go talk to the office. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a great one.
Yes, ma'am. Likewise. Thank you.
All right, bye.